Welcome to Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr., the man who's always honored to bring you information that you can grasp so you can put it into play in your lives. I know I try to do that. You know, a lot of times people say, well, hey, you know, when the message comes, it comes to me first. Well, you know, I try to put into play what I share with you all. Yeah, this is truly a team effort, a community effort. Thank you so much for being a part of the community where we work, we strive to do something that overall is intended to be positive, bringing out positive results, trying to help build the best into us so that the best can come out of us. From 1 week to the next, 1 month to the next, 1 year to the next. So many, many thanks for being with us as we bring to you motivational moments to inspire, Power Fridays, where we inspire and empower, spiritual perspectives, where we take a look at life from a biblical perspective. We take a look at business matters, educational matters, and so much more right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM, The Voice, and online at speakingwith.com, because we really want to help build up. That's the goal, to build up. And the second primary goal, who remembers what it is? Yeah, we have two primary goals for this program. One is to build us as individuals, family, and community. And we look at community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And the second primary goal, yes, that's right. You haven't heard it in a little while, but we're constantly working at it. And that is encouraging the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. Yes, celebrating diversity. Celebrating it, not just tolerating it. It's good to go from hating diversity to tolerating it. But it's even better to go from tolerating it to celebrating diversity. Because again, when we talk about celebrating diversity, we're not talking about celebrating the letters D-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y. We're talking about celebrating humanity. And a beautiful truth is our great creator is the one who created all of humanity, not just some humanity, not just some of it, not just most of humanity. Our great creator has created all of humanity. So I think it's a great idea for us to celebrate all of humanity, all the awesome colors, if you will, of humanity, the different nationalities, both genders, the various age groups. Something about human nature is so easy for us to find reasons, create reasons to be at odds with those people, whoever those people are, the other gender, the other ethnicities, the other nationalities, whatever. I wonder how different life would be if the vast majority of human beings put the same amount of effort, no more, the same amount of effort into striving to bring all of humanity together as they strive to divide humanity. So many people, some in leadership positions, some who are not in leadership positions, have hearts filled with hatred, and their greatest passion is to stir up hatred in others. And so they deliberately push humans away from each other. They get humans to look down on each other, to despise each other, to resent each other, to hate each other. And they have strategies for doing this. They spend much time making sure that the words that come out of their mouths are designed to bring about discord, conflict. What if the people whose hearts are filled with hatred and who spend so much time and energy making sure that humanity was in conflict with each other were to use that same energy to work to bring humanity together. Well, I'm one of the many, many people around the world and across this country who are putting forth the effort to bring us together, to help us see how we really can get along well with each other. We can love each other. We can care about each other across social classes, across ethnicities and within ethnicities. Isn't it interesting that the battles are not just across ethnicities? It's not just people who are members of this ethnicity hating people who are members of that ethnicity, but you have people within the same ethnicities who hate each other, want to destroy each other. And sometimes it's a situation wherein you just have bullies within ethnicities. And the conflict is not mutual. The hostility, I should say, is not mutual. The malice is not mutual. This one wants to destroy that one or those, despite the fact that the ones they're trying to destroy, number one, have never provoked such hatred and malice and hostility. And secondly, don't even vindictively react to the attacks against them. Within ethnicities, all ethnicities, across ethnicities, within gender groups, across gender groups, within nationalities, across nationalities, you name it. We humans just have a knack for creating and sustaining drama. And of course, many people are aware of the fact, regardless of their religious affiliation, many people are aware of the fact that we have some other enemies who hate the entire human race, every ethnicity, both genders, every nationality, who are often behind the scenes instigating stuff too. But I would say, hey, listen, we can't just be thinking about, or we shouldn't just be thinking about the here and now. We should always be thinking about eternity, because eternity lasts forever. And I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's think about the eternity and the one who controls eternity. And make a commitment to pleasing him. The one who created all is the one who controls eternity. And it will be so much better for us if we have lived this temporary phase of life in such a way as to please him, so that when it is time for us to exit this temporary phase of life and move towards the eternal phase of life, we can be assured that God, who created us all, will receive us into his presence for all eternity. That's where the real fun begins. I'm serious. That's where the real fun begins. I know a lot of people enjoy ministering now, and I tell you what, we're getting a taste of what life will be in eternity as we see so much good being done to help others, as we remain connected in vital relationship with Jesus Christ. I know a lot of people have fun in other ways, though. Adultery, slander, fornication, lying, killing, robbing, oppressing the poor. I know that a lot of people have fun in ways that humans should not be having fun. I'm telling you, if you really want to have fun, I mean deep, abiding fun that truly has pleasure penetrating to the depths of your souls and your minds, I truly believe that the way to go is to do what is right in this temporary lifespan, this temporary phase of life, Have that connection with the Creator. Have that relationship, that intimate relationship with the Creator. And know that based on His criteria that you know you're meeting, you'll be received into the fun zone for all eternity. I'm saying the fun zone, there's a whole lot more to it than that. But like I said before, you're talking about peace. You're talking about pleasure. You're talking about joy that I truly believe we can only imagine, but can't get close to really beginning to grasp. Pleasures forevermore is what we're told would be part of the equation, the eternal equation. I encourage you to go there. And so, as I've said before, I know that none of us is perfect. And so I don't even want to give the impression that that's what I'm talking about. That's why you don't hear me saying be perfect. But you have heard me from time to time say strive for perfection. And so I know that, you know, again, we're not perfect. We're all going to sometimes regress. Sometimes we're not going to have an understanding of one concept or another. And so we'll be kind of thinking we're getting it right when we're really not. But at the same time, there's much that we are aware of that we should be doing, and we're doing much of that, much of it. And again, not just for the purpose of going through the motions, but because we're building the relationship with the one who loves us most, with our great Creator. Deliberately developing that relationship, doing our part to make it more and more beautiful. For His part, I'm telling you, He got His part down. If there's anyone who knows how to make a relationship beautiful, it is God. He has His part on lock. We just need to do our part. And so I know sometimes curiosity, and this is something I have to watch out for, and I imagine there are quite a few people who need to watch out for this, curiosity. Sometimes, for example, on TV, I'll come across something new, a new way of watching TV, a new access to TV programs. And I'm exploring, and I'm just naturally inquisitive. I've always been that way. Always, all my life. I do not remember when I was not inquisitive. But one of the things that I've noticed is I have to be careful, because sometimes my curiosity, if I'm not careful, will lead me places I don't need to go. And so I know that there have been times, you know, again, new TV programming, a new way of accessing TV programs, and just exploring. I wonder what this is about. I wonder what that's about. I wonder what this network carries. I wonder what that network carries. I wonder what this channel provides. What does that, okay, what is this show about? This is interesting. And so, and looking at it and not knowing what to expect, then I'll go ahead and turn on it. Wow. Oh, so that's what they mean by that. Okay. So is there going to be anything else? Okay, so that's it. All right, and so I decide, all right, that's really not the kind of programming I'm looking for, and I won't go back to it. You know, maybe they're showing body parts or body movements, things like that, that I don't need to be seeing because I'm really working on being pleasing to God. And so certain things that I don't need to be seeing, okay, I won't be going back to that channel, and I don't go back to it. Watching a movie. Hey, what is this movie about? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't have a clue as to what most movies are about. I mean, when I say most, probably 99% of them. And so I'll get the information to let them tell me, you know, the writing, the gist of the movie. Oh, wow, okay. So this is about CIA kind of stuff. Or this is about FBI kind of stuff. This is going to involve some drama with a bit of mystery mixed in. Okay, and I like that combination. And it's going well. You know, most of the time, well, I guess I shouldn't say most of the time, but a lot of times, with some of those movies, I shouldn't say, some of the movies that I I'm working with, seeing, okay, hey, I think I might like this. Some of them I do like, and I watch movies that, or TV shows, mainly movies, that have to do with artificial intelligence. And they're giving us some clues as to where we're going to be led down the road with the infusion of, and greater levels of infusion of artificial intelligence, just in the way it's going to be pervading our lives. And, you know, I might get the gist of what that's about by reading the information that tells me what the movie's about. Sometimes I'm getting it in a movie or whatever it is that I'm previewing, I'm enjoying, and I'll go ahead and watch the rest of it. At other times, I'm not enjoying it, and I'll go ahead and switch to something else. It's just whether it's moving too slowly or something about it, I'm just not enjoying it. Okay, I'm gone. And, of course, don't really know from one minute to the next what's coming up, because I've never seen the movie before or the TV show before, whatever it is I'm watching. Because remember, a lot of times I'm exploring. But sometimes, again, curiosity. And it's a good idea when you see something that's just not good, for whatever the reason, to just go ahead and leave. Or maybe even, you know, if you're really liking the plot and you really want to see what else is going to be coming up and how they're going to resolve the issue, which I often do. I want to know, how are they going to resolve this? It may be good to fast forward through the parts that you really don't want to be seeing. Just fast forward through them. Boom. Let me get past this part. I've done that before, too. Fast forward it, but not consistently. And that needs to happen consistently. Fast forward through it. If it's, and a lot of times, if it's an in-your-face kind of thing, you fast forward, boom. You're watching several more minutes, and it hit you with again. A lot of times, I just leave. I don't want to be fast forwarding the whole time I'm watching the show, so I'm gone. But I got to tell you, I know that we are all imperfect. We're all flawed, and so, whether it has to do with, whatever it has to do with, if I have unnecessarily offended anyone, disappointed, upset anyone, I want to tell you, I really apologize for that. And I ask for mercy. I try to do that with individuals. And when I say I try to, I try to be aware of. And if I become aware of something, I'll go to that individual, try to make amends. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. You know, I see that a person has a problem with me, and I may not have any idea of what the problem is. And so I may go to that person, hey, if there's something going on, we need to talk. Let me know. I'm open. And they may have absolutely no desire to talk with me whatsoever. I have to accept that and walk away not knowing what the problem is. Then I got to make sure that, you know, I'm not allowing my spirit, my heart, my attitude to be messed up. And I cop an attitude because I tried to find out what was going on, tried to work it out, and the person made it clear they didn't want to work anything out. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be flexible. Flexible in the sense that, number one, we should be willing to try to get things worked out if it seems like there's a problem. But at the same time, be ready to accept the fact. In fact, accept the fact even before we go that not everyone is going to want to resolve a problem when it comes up. And the problem may be them. It could be that you haven't done anything that was truly offensive. Something is going on within them. And whatever it is that's motivating them from within, or maybe someone said something, told them something, who knows? We Homo sapiens can be some pretty complex creatures. But we need to make sure that we don't cop an attitude because we go and make a sincere effort to get things worked out and the other person just won't cooperate with us. Can't cop an attitude. Remember now, we went to them try to get harmony flowing so we can't walk away with all kinds of ugly stuff starting to flow in us because things didn't go the way we hoped. So anyway, again, mercy. I tell you what, when we extend it, we can expect it to come back. So anyway, come back with me in just a few. We're going to resume a discussion that I started several days ago. Everyday Health helping us with stress. Are you stressed? Are you stressed? I know a lot of people are. Stress is something that can hit all of us, no matter what social class, no matter what gender, no matter what age. It can be so easy to assume that because a person is very, very young, they don't experience stress. Not so. We're going to talk about stress, what it is, and I'll be interjecting some ways to cope with it as we go. Back in a few. Oh, by the way, this is Sadao Watanabe. The name is, the song is entitled Straight to the Top.